This time we connect to the heart space. Placing our attention gently at the center of our spiritual heart. We will explore the essence of pure me as related to abundance in the heart. We can call it the feeling aspect of pure me. The heart is our higher emotional center, the feeling center of our existence. Feeling is one of the fundamental channels of experiencing reality. Those who do not feel are not living. Therefore, feeling is the essence of life. Feeling is found not only in the heart or in emotions. It is part of our experience of consciousness and being. It's infused in our true existence. When the heart is not awakened, it does not represent the higher emotional center. It is still experienced as the lower emotional centers. It is locked, its emotional existence is locked in the subconscious reality of personality. It's not connected to the soul. The first step in awakening of the heart is its energetic opening. The impersonal aspect of the heart awakens energetically. And that we should follow as a completing element in this awakening is realization of the One who is experiencing the heart, of the knower of the heart. In the common language and spiritual language, there's too much duality between the one who experiences the heart and the heart itself. There's always this concept of I feel, I experience, I feel this, I feel that. But who feels? when we go beyond all the layers of emotional content of the heart, or how the heart links itself with our emotional body, we reach an area of the heart which is pure, which has no content. The area of pure sensitivity, sense of divinity. That is what truly means love. As you feel your heart abide in that space, as much as possible resting in that space, you begin to experience directly and doubtlessly the One who lives in the heart, who is not separated from the heart, the essence of knowing, the essence of love. For pure me to be realized, embraced within the space of the heart, there has to be a level of absorption in the heart. Otherwise, me is experiencing itself externally to the heart, outside of it, is in a very artificial relationship with the heart. The experience of the heart is in the heart. You don't experience it from your head or from your emotions. Feeling the depth of the heart and feeling the One who is feeling the heart. Samadhi in the heart. Is a unification between the impersonal energies of the divine and the feeling essence of pure me. As you know, for that samadhi to reach substantial depth, one has to be rooted in being, the foundation of motionlessness must be established. Samadhi in the heart has both horizontal and vertical direction. Through the awakening of pure me, we stop experiencing heart. We become the heart. Similar as I am awakens through three centers, so does the pure me awakens through the three centers of I am. When the three aspects of pure me become unified, this is what we have described as realization of the transparent me. Which is simply a complete experience of pure me. it can be confusing for some of you how surrendering to the I am, how to surrender to the I am and not to bypass awakening of me. There may be a danger that one surrenders too much, losing oneself, losing that very one who is supposed to be in the state of surrender. When you surrender, be totally that one who is surrendering. Conscious me, subconscious me, they cannot really surrender. Only pure me can surrender. As pure me surrenders, it naturally takes care of all the rest, of all those layers of me. They fall into the right place. Only pure me can surrender, because only pure me has existence. All the rest, the conscious and the subconscious, they are functions. They have no existence. They can be artificially maintained. But they cannot be eternal. meeting pure me is the deepest experience of intimacy with one's own self. You cannot get any closer to yourself. This is where everything ends. Everyone seeks love and intimacy. That is love and intimacy, the highest flowering of it.